USC cancels main graduation over pro-Palestinian protests, valedictorian controversy. By Paul Bois on April 25, 2024. The University of Southern California, USC, has canceled its main graduation due to pro-Palestinian protests following the recent decision to cancel the commencement speech of its valedictorian. With the new safety measures in place this year, the time needed to process the large number of guests coming to campus will increase substantially, the school wrote in an announcement on Thursday. As a result, we will not be able to host the main stage ceremony that traditionally brings 65,000 students, families, and friends to our campus all at the same time and during a short window from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., it added. The school officials directed people to the graduation website to be further updated on commencement plans. We understand that this is disappointing, however, we are adding many new activities and celebrations to make this commencement academically meaningful, memorable, and uniquely USC, including places to gather with family, friends, faculty, and staff, the celebratory releasing of the doves, and performances by the Trojan Marching Band, the statement said. The decision to cancel the graduation comes after students joined in solidarity with valedictorian Asenat Abassoum, who planned to use her commencement address to give a pro-Palestinian message, per KTLA. Hundreds of protesters gathered at the University of Southern California in support of Class of 2024 valedictorian Asenat Abassoum after her commencement speech was canceled. USC has been in the spotlight since the school decided to nix Abassoum's valedictorian speech, citing safety concerns. An Instagram account with the handle at Israel War Room shared a post on April 9 featuring Abassoum and accusing her of sharing and liking anti-Israel views on her social media profile, which they equate to anti-Semitism. The far-left organization Coda Pink organized the protests. Her voice has been silenced, Coda Pink co-founder Jody Evans told KTLA 5's Jennifer McGraw. We live in a world that is trying to silence what is happening. A genocide is happening. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.